You are now ready for a new episode of Minions and Musings.
Well, welcome back into Minions and Musings. It is Evil Jeff back behind the mic, and this is a different podcast because, well, I'm testing out a different piece of software. So, what am I getting into? Well, I'd have to look up exactly which program this is because I've totally forgotten. I mean, don't we all forget something at some point? So, no, actually, this software that I am testing out is Podcast Maker. So, I'm going to go through and do a couple little things here. Try to make a semi-normal podcast. I don't know. What is that for Minions and Musings? What is that all about? Anyway, I also wanted to check out editing and things like that. So, let's see what happens. Well, so far, the interface is nice. I'm going to say it's not cluttered. And when you're building an episode, you are able to do individual little clips. Unlike the Anchor app, or Spotify for Podcasters app, however you want to call it, you are able to rearrange in the phone app here, whereas I had to do it on the computer beforehand. I was able to import a few things from Anchor, my own clips I had over there, so I imported into this. Pretty standard stuff, nothing horrible. The previous clip, the recording that I did, I actually added some stuff to the end of it to test out if I could delete anything out of it, trim stuff or split things. And when you go into the recording part of it, each individual segment, you got a little three-dot icon to the right-hand side. You click that, and you can get into a menu that allows you to do several things. The options that are available to you are add, edit, background music, rename, delete. You can trim. You can split. You can merge segments. It also has a way for you to increase or decrease the volume, and you can also pitch the voice that's in there. There are four parts, tools that are paid add-ons. These are, and I should mention, this app is free, but you can either pay monthly, or you can do a one-time purchase for $20. And so far, I think that's the best deal I've seen out of any podcasting software out there. The tools that you get to buy are an echo mix, an equalizer mix, there's a reverb, and you can also apply noise canceling, which might become rather useful in some instances. So that's what's available on there. One of the interesting things is as you record stuff, you can save it to your library. You can also add it to the particular podcast you're working on, the audio there. You do have the ability to upload your own stuff, own library stuff. When you're building the podcast, you see each individual segment, and there's also a small space with a plus symbol in between each segment. And there in is where you can add in either sound effects or some sort of interlude. There are some already part of the particular program here, this app. None of them really struck me as great. And there is an import button in the upper right hand corner and say, hey, could I try to do that? Well, It looks like it has to be, the app has to be paid for, or you must be paying for it to add any additional sound effects to it. There also are some transitions and such that are locked until you pay for it. I only noted like three or four at that point, which no harm, no foul there, but really what's in there kind of stinks. So maybe you'll get the ability to get more later on. I really hope that it's more along the lines of when you pay for the program and you import transitions and so forth, it's easier to stick in there. One thing to note about this podcast maker, as you're adding clips from the library, it asks you which episode you want to put things in. You can actually have multiple podcasts going, and if you start off with a podcast, you can immediately name it something. So as you are adding stuff, you can say, hey, I want to put in this podcast versus another one. One of the other things that I noted is that as you record segments, you can pause the recording. You can change the name of the clip. It does not save until you hit stop. And then it will say, do you want to save it or you want to delete that whole thing? So far, not so bad. Oh, and if you forget something and want to add it before you finish, before you save it or anything, you can just tap off away from the prompt that's in there. It goes right back into where you start recording. The biggest negative at this time is the fact that the program is not free. One of the other negatives is that there are ads that will show up here and there while you're trying to do something. So if you're not going to pay for it, you got to put up with ads. So limited space and such. I am thinking that once you have recorded information, record these podcasts, you probably just want to dump it off. So clear up enough space. I don't know what the maximum recording is, how much there is for you, but who knows? It looks like this is a good alternative, and I will put that information into the show notes. And now my next test is going to be exporting it into the format that is needed by Spotify. I do know that you can export the podcast to a Google Drive. You can do it to locally and then Dropbox. So three different places if you want to export the podcast from this program. Okay, well, maybe there was one break in there, sound effect, that I didn't mind having. But thanks for listening in on this podcast. Get back to our normal scheduled, well, I don't have any normal scheduled podcast, but you know what I'm talking about. We'll get back to role-playing content next week. We'll say that I have not been very inspired recently. The creativity that I had, nice big burst, and it's as it gets out onto electronic paper, has tapered off, and now I've got to kind of build it back up. So, got to do some other things to help spark creativity, but also help gather things up. Games definitely will help out with that. I'm getting sort of back into a couple little projects that I have and been sitting out there. One of which is a file that I wanted to create ages ago of names. This is something I found Looking at the paper, probably was 1990, 91, and at the time, it was a collection of names that were from books and some other stuff in there. So, list of names done alphabetically, and I've been challenging myself to figure out a way to take the names on the in the paper, scan it, make sure that OCR is working properly, and get into a format that I could stick it into an Excel file so I can do some other data manipulation, put things in the columns, etc. Make it easier for me to print if I wanted to. You know, just kind of doing some stuff that way. You know, I'm a nerd that way. But, you know, that's the challenge. And I think that also helps fuel my creativity by kind of getting those, you know, efforts out the way and kind of letting my brain focus on one thing and then percolate in the background of new ideas and so forth. And maybe some of the stuff I read. All right, well, I've rambled on enough. Let's export this bad boy and post it out there for everybody to listen to. Thanks for listening. So, I'm adding an addendum to the podcast. I had it all squared away. And then I encountered the one issue that I did not know about with the Podcast Maker app. When I try to export the file for the podcast, it was supposed to go to my local drive on my phone. But the last folder that my phone had, I guess, recognized or something, or it saved something to, was supposed to be my Google Drive. And that threw things into a tizzy. It never did actually authenticate to it, so it never uploaded it. But it acted like it did. So when I realized that it was there and I couldn't get it into the app, I'm like, well, let me export it again and try to pick the folder. And then I hit the limitation of the software. Apparently, if I don't pay for it, I can export one podcast a day. Yep, that's the premium feature. You want to export more than one podcast a day, you got to buy the app or at least pay the $2.99 a week or $5.99 a month or something like that. If you want to do it. So, interesting thing. But so far, so good. There is a subscription on Android. And it is free for 3 weeks on subscription. And I might try that. But we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's my report on this software.